Dow Chemical is not just some company in Midland, Michigan. It's part of life there. Dow employs thousands of people, and it pays for libraries and civic gardens. A high school football team is even named the Chemics. I talked with plenty of people in Midland who side with Dow over the dioxin pollution issue. One of them works right across the street from the chemical plant.
We're in my law office, and my house is two blocks south of us here.
Bob McKellar says Dow has been good for Midland, and as far as he's concerned, the federal government has been trashing the town.
Dow, rightfully so, takes the position that, you know, why are you always picking on us? We agree that we've done some of this, and we agree that we'll help clean it up, but then the EPA comes back and says, well, you're not doing enough, okay?
But the EPA says that they've been dealing with the issue for 30 years.
Well, that's because the EPA has, you know, had the fist out. They haven't come with a little bouquet of flowers and said, okay, folks, let's sit down and let's talk about this and let's get this thing done right.
McKellar says getting things done right means the government should pay for a big hunk of any dioxin cleanup. And it's only fair because he thinks pollution in the river and the soil is overblown, and the EPA is the one overblowing it. Downstream, fewer people work at the Dow plant. They see less benefit, but they live with more dioxin pollution.
Well, this is the Tibbitawasee River. This is my homestead.
I'm with Mitch Larson. He lives 20 miles downstream from Midland. His home is in a woodsy part of Saginaw.
When I bought this place, I was thinking that, you know, this would be a great place for kids to grow up. You know, as they grew up, it was the rite of passage to swim across the river. You know, and I'd swim alongside them, and, you know, you swim all the way across, get to the other bank, you know, and they always had them, I had to sign their name in the sand. All right, you did it, you made it.
The Tittabawassee River floods, and it left silt and traces of dioxin on Larson's yard. But he didn't know that until the state government tested his soil and found the dioxin. They even tested his pet chickens and the eggs he fed his kids.
They tested those also.
What did they tell you about them?
Don't eat them. Chickens eat the dirt. The dirt is where the dioxin was, and the eggs were full of the dioxin. So we'd been, last couple years, every egg we ate was like a little shot of dioxin.
He got rid of the chickens, of course, but he had to have a talk with his teenage girls. A report said the dioxin put them at risk for having kids with birth defects.
And when they were all tested for the dioxin, I told them that they were all high in dioxin. And I had the information about, you know, what it could, you know, the childbearing thing. It put them at risk, you know, for having kids. You know, it's not a good feeling.
Larson and 172 other plaintiffs sued Dow to pay for follow-up medical monitoring. The courts said no. 6 years after dioxin was first found on the property, Dow Chemical paid to clean and resod Larson's lawn. He says it looks great, but he worries another flood's going to leave behind dioxin. Right now, Dow and the EPA are negotiating an agreement that would make Dow clean up river sediment.
You know, if it takes them 30 years to clean this river up so that it's clean for the next 200 years, it'd be worth it. People are fishing. Kids are swimming across the river to show that they're, you know, they're a badass.
Larson says he would welcome that future, even if it costs Dow a lot of money. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.